What happened is, after I got, and I can't remember the dates on this, but after, I'll fill that in, after I got 3 years and I got my green ticket, I sailed able-bodied seaman. I went and sat for my third mate's license. I did not get it. I failed navigation and the rules of the road. Mm-hmm. This is because I didn't know how to take the exam properly. And also, I wasn't that skilled in my navigation because celestial navigation requires a lot of practice in order to get it down, you know. You can get it down on theory and pass the test.
Yeah.
But I mean, in order to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Because I've navigated ships using a sextant. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because we didn't have GPS out there one time.
Can you describe the process of using a sextant to navigate? What? Can you describe the process of doing celestial navigation with a sextant?
Yeah, I can. I'll do that in a couple of seconds. The point is, at that point, I couldn't sail third mate. So what I did was, I got recertification and as AB and sailed as bosun. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I sailed 2 years as bosun, which qualified me to sit as a second mate's license. Okay? Mm-hmm. So at that point, I went to Seaman's Church Institute to do my second mate's license. And then I started sailing mate, as well as I still sail bosun once in a while because, you know, when you first start out, jobs are far and few between.
Right.
Now, the dates and all that stuff, we'll have to work on another time.
We'll figure it out later.
Yeah. But the point is, at that time, I was sailing on self-sustaining ships, as they call them today, which are boom ships, sticks, whatever, and as well as containers. Mm-hmm.